Welcome to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. Talk radio to help you make each day a day of heaven on earth. Using the information we provide, you'll learn useful living information to make a meaningful life work. And if you've been listening to Madeline Gerwick and talk about unity consciousness, we're going to help you get your own version of unity consciousness by connecting yourself to yourself and talking about our issue of do-it-yourself. We have our dynamic new format with Billy Roberta, my longtime friend and editor of my first book, You Are the Genie in the Bottle. And so, Billy, take it away.
This is Billy Roberta. And this is Maureen St. Germain. Thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain is with you each week at this time on Fridays. Maureen is an international transformational teacher, author, and intuitive. She works with individuals and groups, providing insightful information from their guides to her connection to the Akashic Records. She wrote You Are the Genie in the Bottle and has taught that manifestation workshop of the same name since 1994. Her customers tell us their genie workshop experience gives them the tools to understand and apply the secret. Maureen has also taught the Flower of Life workshop Merkaba meditation for over 15 years and has released both a guided CD version of the Merkaba and written the book Beyond the Flower of Life. Her company, Transformational Enterprise Incorporated, has developed the highly acclaimed emotional healing aromatherapy product line, Aromandalas. She also writes for Daniel Brinkley's online magazine, Kinetics. Each week on this show, Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain, we intend to inspire you with phenomenal information. You can look to us to discuss transformation, which means permanent change, to give you ideas to inspire you to grow your connection with the universe, and to increase your relationship with God, Goddess, Source, whatever word you use, and the people around you. Each week you learn tools and tips that you can use right now. Today, we're talking about do-it-yourself transformation. Now, before we begin, I'd like to suggest you visit Maureen's online store, www.maureenstgermain.com. That's MaureenStGermain.com to buy her books, meditation CDs, and essential oil blends called Aromandalas for healing every kind of emotional wound. As we start, Maureen and I invite you to write down the listener call-in number. We are live here. Our number is 1-800-930-2819, so you can call in to ask questions. And this is a great show to ask questions, this topic of do-it-yourself transformation. So, Maureen, what do you mean by DIY transformation?
It's a great abbreviation, isn't it? We love our little acronym. Do-it-yourself is you personalizing what you have encountered that others have done or are doing. It's a way for you to replicate the fabulous experiences that you've had in meditations with groups, to replicate what you've seen on TV or heard on the radio shows, and to find your own version of that that works just uniquely for you. So, you know, we talk about lots of different kinds of things. You know, how do we keep our good health? How do we keep our mental health? How do we keep our emotional health? And all of these things require your attention to pay attention to what's going on for you. And sometimes you can get help from other people, and sometimes people can work with you to help you heal. But in the end, it's all do-it-yourself. How do you find your way through that? And so one of the things that we developed early on in, for example, the meditation that I give out to people and that are in our free meditations on our website or our guided meditations that you can purchase as a download or as a CD, and that is we make a space in each invocation or each prayer to bring in your own part. For example, we have an angel CD that allows you to hear what we're saying and then to repeat after me, but to adjust it. For example, in the prayer to Archangel Chamuel on the Archangel CD, we invite you to say a special request for some connection or some mystery issue between you and a family member. Maybe this family member isn't speaking to you. Maybe your family member is not speaking to anybody. Maybe the family member acts strangely. And so you call in Chamuel, who's the expert on relationships and connections and partnerships. And you ask Chamuel, help me. And it's in the script so you know, oh, that's my cue to talk about my brother, or that's my cue to talk about the family. And you literally invoke in that moment. So you take, for example, a ready-made CD, whether it's ours or someone else's, and then you add your own piece by either pausing the CD, or in our case, with our CDs, their pause is already built in, and you add your own piece. Don't be afraid to change a meditation that you've been given or that you've purchased to suit you.
As long as you don't change the basic method.
Exactly. So the method or the concept stays the same, but you add your own piece. So it's like buying that brownie mix from Betty Crocker and adding your own eggs that are organic and your own milk that's a high quality, and then cooking in your own oven, because then it smells good and you get the anticipation as well. So taking the time, perhaps you listen to a meditation that you really like, a guided meditation, and you think to yourself, you know, I'd really like to make it more personal for me. So think about what that might be, and then be prepared to hit your pause button and use it. If you're really clever, then you can take that CD and put your own piece in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm. Something you were saying earlier made me realize that we may go to a class for some sort of healing, and then when we go to another, where we get information, and then we go to another one where it's talking about our spirituality, and we talk go someplace else, and it's about the environment. And the DIY, you can take a bit of each and create something that's holistic, that will, you'll set a process that will include all parts of those three or more items.
That's right. That's right. For less than what you would pay for a workshop, you can go to Radio Shack or any good electronic store, buy yourself a nice tape recorder. We call them tape recorders, but they're really electronic recorders nowadays. Mm-hmm. And you can even get the kind that already save it in an MP3 format, and then you save it onto your computer, and you load it onto your iPod or your music player, whatever kind you have, and you have made yourself a meditation. Sometimes you find something in a book that you really, really like. So take a few minutes, get that recorder out, and record it. Then, the next time you want to do that, you can listen to your own voice reading a prayer, a poem, a piece of important scripture that you really, really like, and it becomes inspirational because you can be quiet, you can sit comfortably and focus all of your attention on just listening to the words. You can be really creative and play some background music while you record it.
Last week we were talking about stepping out of the mass consciousness matrix.
Uh-huh.
And how does that, what's the relationship between that and the DIY transformation?
Oh, well, I'm glad you brought that up. The idea of stepping out of mass consciousness is so that you are part of your own ascension work. You know, it's, when Madeline was saying at the end of her call today how, you know, there's no going back, the page has been turned, we're now moving to a new way of living, we get the chance to make it also very personal. You know, I'm sure you, our listeners, have had experiences where you've noticed that, you know, when you call the bank or the credit card company and you're, you know, you're having to call them about something that's not quite right and you're kind of gearing up for a little bit of a fight, and they're really nice and you're really nice, and you think, wow, that's so different than the way it used to be. And this is happening everywhere. You know, I'm out here in the middle of nowhere in Pennsylvania in an organization called Health by Choice. And they are a remarkable organization. And they're helping people choose health by choice. And each person that they see gets, you know, specific analysis of their health. They use technology. And then they personalize it and they figure out what that person needs. And they're not afraid to offer not only nutritional and medical suggestions so that they can see specialists, but they also are here to provide counseling and training to help people with their emotions and their stress. This is the kind of do-it-yourself program that works wonders. Now, when it comes to the mass consciousness has what we call mass opportunities. You know, you can go to a store like Costco or Best Buy, and they have something that everyone wants, but then you get to personalize it. I can't tell you how intimidated I was when I got my first laptop and I realized that I could make this personal so that it would set up the way I wanted it to. and that when I opened up a program, it would come up with the exact way I wanted it to look. And it's a little scary at first. It's a little, you know, there's a little work involved in taking the time to do that. But the payoff is huge. It's like when you organize your junk drawer into certain compartments, and then the next time you're in that drawer, everything you need, whether it's the tack or the screwdriver or the rubber band, they're exactly where they're supposed to be. You don't have to rummage. It's lovely.
And I have just looked up, and if anyone's interested in learning about Health by Choice, you can go to www.healthbychoice.net. Well, coming up, what if we do nothing? So stay tuned. You're listening to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain, and this is Bailey Roberti. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. Did you know there is only one truly perfect food protein produced by nature? It can bring dramatic results to your health, your appearance, and overall performance. Introducing Action Whey. No other protein supplement on the market has been able to achieve the incredible health benefits of Action Whey while still achieving a taste that is better than a malt shop shake. Action Whey, for the way nature intended. Visit seaandearth.com. That's seaandearth.com for more information.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Do you dream of being on the Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Welcome back to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain, talk radio to help make every day a day of heaven on earth. Today we're talking about do-it-yourself transformation. Now, if you've just started listening to our show, you've missed the first part, you can hear this entire thing on our website, www.maureenstgermain.com. That's MaureenStGermain.com. and click on our News You Can Use link and choose Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. And while you're on our website, sign up for our newsletter today. Please call in to ask questions. This is a great subject to take in caller questions. Our number is 1-800-930-2819. Just before the break, I said to Maureen, so what if we did nothing? What difference will it make?
Okay, so let's jump right in there. If you do nothing, you will get the same thing you've gotten, always gotten. And most of us are ready for change. Most of us can feel like we're aware that we're not happy with what we've got, and we're ready for some happiness. So one of the first things you can do is intend that life has sweetness. Now, when you do that, what you're literally saying to the universe is, I'm ready to receive sweetness. Sweetness can be sweetness in relationships. Sweetness in food is always my specialty and favorite. Sweetness in our mental day-to-day feeling about life. Sweetness in how we feel about our friends and relationships. So when we fill our life with sweetness, we're literally stepping out of what some would call bitterness. So filling your life with sweetness by intention, by simply making that little intention or that little prayer, I intend that my life is filled with sweetness. What that will do is change everything. Now, earlier Billy was saying how in quantum physics, we create what we think or say by our intention. And earlier before that, Madeline was saying how the physicists have learned that our intention on what we expect to find very often influences the outcome. So when we create an awareness, a determination that we are going to fill our life with sweetness, that we are filling our life with sweetness, things change. We meet people that are like-minded and who are going to do things in that way that we are comfortable with. If we need healing, we'll meet a therapist. Maybe that therapist will work for us a little while, and then we'll get turned on to another person. Maybe we will be introduced to an idea or a website that someone knows about. But what happens is the world that we see, the world that we view, then causes all these other things to move in our direction that we might not have seen before. Mass consciousness, the powers that would have us fail, are always interested in seeing if they can hold us back. Now, their job in creation is to pace us, to make us sure that we really are sure about change. So sometimes when you decide to change, everything goes really swell, and then all of a sudden, everything falls apart. And you think, well, I guess I'm not supposed to do that. Well, maybe you're supposed to push through it. So, you know, you find your way through it. And one of the ways you push through it, amazingly, is to let go. Say, okay, I really want to do this. I'm really committed to doing this. I'm really in favor of doing this. However, if it doesn't come together and I can't have this breakthrough, then I let go. I completely let go and I let God run the show. And what happens is when you let go and you allow the universe to truly deliver, it's either going to happen, which is fabulous, or you discover you've been like Don Quixote chasing windmills and you don't need to pursue that particular mission. So when you do nothing, you get nothing different. And when you do something, when you even just change your intention, you know, sometimes when we're really lazy, and I've been there where I've been so mentally unhappy or sad or, you know, emotionally distressed that I didn't want to do anything to get better. I just wanted it to get better, but don't make me do anything. So the easiest thing to do then is to change your thought. And one of the best ways to change your thought is to practice what I call twofers.
Twofers.
Mm-hmm. Now, in the book, Genie in the Bottle, I talk about this extensively, and Billy, who edited my book, knows all about this, so, you know, feel free to jump in and ask me questions. But twofers is a way to deal with your negative thoughts. So you allow yourself to have a negative thought, and then you give yourself the obligation to say two positives behind every negative. So if this were a diet, and you were going to have chocolate, you'd have one piece of chocolate, and then you would follow it with two anti-chocolates. Now, to really kind of make this visual for you, if you have a job that you really don't like, and you'd like to have another job, you can imagine that you really, really don't like your job. That's okay, no resistance. But then you file it with two positives. Maybe they pay you well. Maybe they give you vacation time. Maybe you like your coworkers, but you think of two positives. Now, going back to quantum physics, let's talk about how noise-canceling headphones work. Everybody's heard of noise-canceling headphones. They're the latest rage, but this technology has been out for over 30 years. And the technology says that when you have a noise-canceling headphone, what it does is it copies the offending sound. So imagine a particular kind of drone, a sound like a lawnmower or a jet. That sound is repeatable. It keeps going over and over. It's the same sound from 1 second to the next. So what the technology does is take that sound and its sine wave and inverts it. The two sounds together, the opposite sound and the offending sound together, reduce to nothing. And it literally erases the sound as it is created. What happens when those two sync up? They erase each other. Okay, so now you have noise-canceling headphones. In our thought process, when we allow ourselves to have two positives, the first positive after the negative erases it, and the second becomes a seed thought. So you're required to have the two positives to immediately follow, and the two positives have to be of the same nature, same caliber, same concept, same idea as the first negative. And the other really important part about this is you're not resisting your negative thoughts. You're not judging yourself about your negative thoughts. Instead, you're deciding that it's okay to have a negative thought just so long as I follow it with two positives. That is do it yourself.
That sounds great. You know, I hear that Abraham Lincoln once said he liked to think of that he, everywhere he saw a weed, he pulled it out and planted a rose bush instead.
Wow.
That's sort of what you're talking about. Take out the weedy thought and put in something really beautiful.
But make sure there's two, so that the one cancels the other, and then the second thought becomes your seed.
Exactly, because it doesn't serve to just simply cancel out the old one.
Well, if you cancel out the old one, that's fine, but what if you put into the reality?
The blank canvas. Yeah.
Exactly. The blank canvas. That's right.
So then we put something on it.
That's right.
The new image.
The new image. And what happens is you'll find that you'll have something that's quite remarkable. My last paid job was outside paid job before I started working full-time for myself. I worked as a lobbyist. And I remember, you know, I would go to the gym every day and I would recite these clear intentions that I worked with people that absolutely adored me and that I would love them, that they would love me as much as I loved them. And that job that I absolutely loved was replaced by a job I loved even more.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty spectacular. So if you're in a situation that you don't love right now, you find out what you do love about it and focus on that and practice your twofers. So when you worked with me on that and you worked with that whole idea, did you have questions about how you can make sure you're aware of your negative thoughts? Sometimes when you catch yourself thinking a negative thought, you then admonish yourself. I shouldn't have thought that. I really wish I wouldn't think those things. Now you've got another negative thought you got to deal with. Mm-hmm. So do yourself a favor and look at your negative thoughts as children, as growing things. And maybe they are weeds. Maybe they do need to be pulled. But then make sure you reseed and you don't judge.
Okay, as we draw this show to a close, just a quick reminder to check with MaureenSaintGermain.com for our current specials. Next time, Operating at the Fifth Dimension. This is Billy Roberti with Maureen St. Germain, bringing you Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. Until we meet in the heavens, we are wishing you a million blessings this day and claiming a day of heaven on earth for you and all you meet.